Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD as well as iHeart. Yeah, we have all 834 previous podcasts. If you go to the archives at Radio MD and look for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Today, there's a wonderful set of stories that we're going to get to. The first one, a study compared cognitively average elderly adults, that's you and me, versus those super agers, those people who were 80 years and older with the memory ability at least as good as that of average middle-aged adults. And what did they find? Yeah, they found the same thing we've always been talking about. You want to build a bigger brain. That's right. The super agers had thicker hippocampi, that is, they actually had thicker brains, and it was a lower what we call volume loss. That is, the brain did not go to fluid or air, but actually had more brain tissue by about 2.24% is what the average cognitive elderly adult lost per year. The superagers lost less than half that, 1% in this 18 months of the 24 superagers plus 12 cognitively average adults of the same age. So how do you keep a bigger brain? How do you make a bigger brain? Well, there actually are 8 secrets. The first, manage stress, your reactions to stress. That is, you've got to learn when you are stressed and how to deal with it. We have a large program on that in You Being Beautiful, the book, as well as Age Proof, as well as on the Cleveland Clinic Wellness website. You can go to Stress Free Now, and it teaches you 8 different techniques for managing stress. It'll be the best bargain you ever spent money for, but you can get it free at a lot of other places. Not the program Stress Free Now, but other programs who are teaching you how to manage stress, such as deep belly breathing. Put your finger on your belly button. Take a breath in. Your belly button should move away from your body. Breathe out. It should move back towards the midline or towards your spine. And practice that. Focus on it. Close your eyes and do it. When we're young and newborn, we know how to do that automatically. But as we get older, we breathe with our chest and not with our diaphragm. Our diaphragm moves the lungs down, moving your belly out. Focusing on that. That is putting your finger on your belly button and focusing on breathing in and out is a great way of managing stress. At least that's how I do it. Do the 4 components of physical activity. That's right. When you build muscle, it turns out you release a protein which gets across the blood-brain barrier, causes release of brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, what we call miracle growth for the brain and hippocampus, increasing the connections in your brain so that you can build a bigger hippocampus. The key, do speed of processing games. They are, Brain HQ has released a game called Double Decision. People who did that for 10 years in a randomized controlled trial actually had a 48% reduction in development of dementia and 48% reduction in injury auto accidents compared to control. So be a speed of processing game crazy person, building a bigger brain, if you will. If you want a free version of it, go to, not the same game, nothing's as good as that, but as a one to learn to play up to it, go to YouBrain, YouBrain.science. It's not a .com, it's a .science, YouBrain.science, and you can get that speed of processing game. Number 4, eat salmon, ocean trout twice a week, 6-ounce portions, or 900 milligrams of DHA a day. That's the active component of fish oil. You want to be called a fathead. Why? Because your brain is 50% fat and 60% of that is DHA. It's a structural fat in the brain. I do it daily as well. So DHA builds memory and brain in randomized controlled trials, what we call the gold standard of trials. 5, avoid snake oil foods, simple sugars, added syrups, that we call them the 4S foods, snake oil, simple sugars, added syrups, simple or stripped carbohydrates, anything that isn't 100% whole grain. Just say it made with whole grain. You want 100% whole grain. Foods with saturated fat, not because of the saturated fat, but because of the protein that comes along with it. So in lecithin, choline, and carnitine change the bacteria inside your gut. They produce, they're not trying to produce an inflammatory mediator for you, but as a waste product, they produce an inflammatory mediator, which gets to you and causes you to have mental dysfunction, heart attacks, strokes, even impede your immune system in rooting out cancers. Avoid toxins. The biggest one is tobacco, but also phthalates. Look for the number 3 on your plastic water bottle. It's the one to have. The others, be careful. I would use a stainless steel bottle, which I do myself. Wash it out carefully before you use it. Avoid phthalates, which are also in things like fragrances you use with perfume and underarm deodorant, even stuff to change the rooms. You want only essential oils, no phthalates. And you don't want, if you will, BPA, BPS. Don't take that receipt. If you don't need the receipt, and if you do, make sure you wash your hands with soap and water, a lot of water, before you touch food, because that's the leading way we get these things that cause endocrine disruption and cause us to have brain dysfunction. Take the Fab-8. Fab-8 is 8 supplements. You'll have to go to AgeProof or go to ageproof.life. We'll have the 8 supplements listed there over the next couple weeks. Now, that's where our ageproof.life, our blogs are. Gene Chatsky's written some great blogs for that. I've written 1 or 2 good blogs as well. And don't postpone or avoid sleep, and don't shortchange sleep. You want those 7 hours at least, or whatever makes you feel refreshed, because during sleep you get rid of the waste products your brain puts out, which means you won't have as much brain poop hanging around, which causes inflammation in the brain and mental dysfunction. So those are the 8 secrets to avoiding brain dysfunction and growing a brain as big as the super agers. Another great story this week is that, in fact, there's a tremendous decline in childhood, adolescent, and kids' death. It's mostly among the youngest kids who are avoiding diarrheal diseases and other causes of death. That's right, it's decreased over the last 25 years, from 1990 to 2015, by 50%. Yeah, gone from 14.2 million deaths a year in 1990 to 7.2 million deaths a year, despite there being more kids, by about 20%. So the world is getting bigger. Yeah, that's a good thing, more people. But we're, and part of the reason is we're losing less kids. That's a wonderful thing. And it's due to raising of the socioeconomic level and getting more vaccines. In fact, a new vaccine, the rotavirus vaccine, but a new version of it, which is really easy to store and administer, that's been developed. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they do wonderful work. Whatever you feel about Windows and its monopoly, you know that some of the money from that monopoly that all of us use, or that relative monopoly that all of us, that most of us use, is used to reduce fatal diarrhea in children age 2, especially in Africa and other parts of the developing world which aren't as lucky as the United States to afford the more expensive vaccines. It turns out the vaccines are less effective in underdeveloped areas because the bacteria in water and other stuff that gets into your stomach and into your intestine antagonizes your ability to fight other bacteria and other viruses. So the rotavirus does stop 600. If you multiply 600 by 3, that's 2,000 a day. It's 2,003 days. You multiply it by 30, it's 20,000. you multiply it by 300, you're preventing 250,000 deaths a year in kids just by this one vaccine. And it isn't perfectly effective, but it's pretty darn good. What else was in the news this week? Well, early pregnancy obesity increases the risk of childhood obesity. Want to do your offspring a favor? Get thin before you get pregnant. New gene changes, 15 to 20 to 30% of this gene that was detected, increased risk of brain and ovarian cancer. If you have these two genes, don't worry about it. It's 15 to 30%. It's a small increase. They say 15 or 30% is a big number. Yeah, it is a big number, but there aren't many cases of these cancers. Don't worry about it. Don't get gene tested just for this reason. The hidden risk of running a marathon. What happens when you run a marathon or you go for more than 2 hours in a row on exercise? Think about it. You exhaust a lot of what's inside your cell that decreases free radicals. So you have free radical damage to a lot of your cells. One group of cells that really gets free radical damage because you're bouncing it around are your kidneys. And there is a risk of increased kidney disease in those people who run a marathon. You're listening, by the way, to podcast 835 of You, the Owner's Manual Show on Radio MD is our home. You can get all the prior ones at Radio MD, and you can also find out more about our upcoming guests on this station. I'll give you a rundown of some upcoming guests in just a second. Podcast 830 was with Dr. Edwin Posaitis on how to speed cancer diagnosis and predict disease spread with blood biopsies. 828, Neil Barnard, why cheese is a trap. 827, the hormone boost, how to strengthen the power of your six essential hormones for strength, energy, and weight loss. 824 and 825 with Jean Chatsky, the finance editor of Today. She talks about how to live longer, how to age-proof yourself without running out of money or breaking a hip. 822 was with Kristen Kirkpatrick, Skinny Liver, how to get back to a normal liver. 819 and 821, one of my favorite guests, not as good, not as favorite as Jean Chatsky, but pretty darn favorite, is Dr. Michael Bruce. He's a PhD, The Power of When, Discover Your Chronotrope, and The Best Time to Eat Lunch, Ask for a Raise, Have Sex, Write a Novel, Take Your Meds, and more. He's also known as The Sleep Doctor. Coming up in the next few weeks, 835 will be Hashimoto's Protocol, 836, The Toxin Solution, 837, Dr. Robert Greenberg, Bionic Eye, 838, 516-17 will be Dr. Andy Weil, Mind Over Meds. Dr. Joel Salinas, The Mirror Touch, 523-16, how he can get in and help you diagnose your problems. Dr. David Engelman on the brain on 530-17 and on 841, Dr. Joseph Nicol, I can't even pronounce his name, Nicol Antonio, The Salt Fix. And, of course, last 2 weeks, the vaccine race with Meredith Wadman. Great interview. And that's a wonderful book, as is, you know, a book that was a real page-turner when I read it. Ron Powers, No One Cares About Crazy People. That was in podcast 832. Hopefully, Elizabeth Eppel will come on in 834. She talked about the telomere effect. Let me talk to you a little bit about telomeres. Just to prep this, telomeres are the aglets of your chromosomes. That's right, the aglets of your shoelaces are those little plastic caps that protect your shoelaces and make them functional. Same thing we have on our chromosomes, it protects them from damage. So when you get real short ones, you also can get cancer because you're not protected, that is blood cancers. But longer ones, you also get cancer because those cells will divide indefinitely. You want good-sized ones, longer ones, but you want them to be renewed by your own telomerase. So Elizabeth Blackburn, the co-author of this book, discovered the enzyme telomerase, which in fact is what keeps the telomeres longer and keeps you healthier if you don't have, if you have a what we call a normal amount of telomerase. We're going to talk about, can you increase it? The answer is yes, you can increase the length of your telomeres and the stability of your cells by doing all those things we say that make your real age younger, or that stress management, doing the four components of physical activity, avoiding the snake oil foods, avoiding toxins, and then probably most of the 153 other things to those four that have been shown in randomized studies to increase the length and quality of your life, probably all of those increase your ability to live longer and to have longer telomeres. So telomeres, the aglets of your shoelaces, telomeres are really the aglets of your chromosome, except they get shorter, a little bit shorter, every duplication. I guess it would be considered the fraying of the aglet on the shoelace gets a little bit more severe every time. You'd have to tie your shoes if you break that plastic cap. And this, you've been listening to number 835A podcast. We'll be right back with our guest on this segment of 835. That guest is a wonderful person. You're going to be surprised at how wonderful this session is. On the guest for 835, Elizabeth Wentz. She's talking about Hashimoto's protocol. Guess who had Hashimoto's disease that we got to treat? She's gone public with it, so I can say it. That's right, you got it. On 4/25/17, this is Hashimoto's protocol, and it was Oprah who had Hashimoto's disease, and she's now cured of that. I don't know if you ever get cured of it totally, but she now no longer has the symptoms of it, and she's doing well. We'll talk to Elizabeth Wentz about what the symptoms are that you should look for. 25% of women over the age of 50 get some form of thyroid dysfunction. We'll talk to her about those coming up in just a few seconds on You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast on Radio MD and iHeart, released every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern. And you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Mike Roizen. You'll find all of the stories. We'll tweet about them and tell you what stories we've got, as well as our guests. We'll be right back.